Hello, Gengon Wild. This is Veiled Moon. I figured I should also submit a questionnaire. One, because I don't half-ass anything, so I figured I might as well just jump in. Two, it'll also make sure that I actually do end up posting and not just verifying and then letting the account sit there. So I went through the questionnaires. The most holistic one, no, that's not super specific. Seems to be the Proust one. So I will be doing that questionnaire. Okay, let's go. So, one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am a cisgender, straight, polyamorous female, and I use female pronouns. Two, what gets you turned on? Okay. A lot of things. Is that a cop-out answer? It depends, really, because I'm actually more of a switch, a BDSM switch. So I think when I'm in a submissive headspace, I definitely like things like, like gruff voices or someone being stern or someone even being a little demeaning to me. When I'm dominating someone, I get turned on by vulnerability. I also get turned on by begging. For physical characteristics, I definitely like nerdy guys. glasses, dress shirts, not suits. This is actually really specific. So, dress shirts, but not a suit. Suit jackets are kind of a weird thing for me. I don't like suit jackets, but I do like dress shirts. Ties are okay, I guess. I'm always really bad at the physical answers to this question. Yeah. Three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I want to say that it would be enthusiasm. I'm actually game to try almost anything at least once. I'll never do it again if I don't like it, but I'm not afraid to try it at least one time to see if it's something that I may be interested in. Definitely enthusiasm and impulsivity, for better or for worse. My friends always like to make fun of me for having poor sexual impulse control. Which is can be good and bad, in a way. So, four, what is your favorite sexual act? I love sucking cock. I just like the feel of it. I like the submissive nature of it, the intimacy, the versatility that it can be. Slow and sensual, or really rough. I like everything from, long, drawn out morning blowjobs to violent face fucking and everything in between. Five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Curiosity, and curiosity in different ways. So, curiosity about the world, about me, about anything will always pique my interest because I feel like curiosity also implies a sort of wonder and a sort of determination about getting to the bottom of things, and I always find that really endearing. Sometimes it is, I can be seduced by someone being, forceful and a little, take charge. Those are definitely things that I've enjoyed in the past. Oops, sorry about that. six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think without getting very specific, a good sexual encounter would be one where both people were satisfied, and that can be physically satisfied, emotionally satisfied, and I feel like the actual acts themselves don't matter as much. I've had very satisfying quickies with someone where I pretty much just show up at their apartment and then we have sex and I leave. And I've also had very satisfying, long, drawn-out sessions. So I think just mutual satisfaction definitely would be the hallmark of that. 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? This will be a twofold answer, just because I actually have different preferences depending on whether I'm dominating or if I'm submitting. If I'm submitting, I typically wear either black or white. Black, just because it's a color I like, it's very sexy. White for submitting, only because white makes me think of white panties, white knee socks, white shirts. I age play sometimes. And sometimes I like, act as a little. So, white definitely takes me to more of a submissive mindset. For dominating someone, definitely more black. And I know this will sound odd, but pink. So, pink because I know this is not very common, but I also often act as a dominant little. So, in that context, a dominant little would be sort of a bratty girl who has her father under her thumb and demands things and wants things to be perfect and, will do whatever it takes to get her way. I really like that dynamic. And when I'm acting that out with my boyfriend, it's definitely, a lot of pink. I have, a pink flogger, I have pink rope, I have pink skirts. Definitely helps me get into that mind space. And as for preparing myself, I don't really have a specific ritual for preparing myself for either dominating or submitting. I do have a playlist that I used to listen to a lot, that would actually prepare me more for submitting. This was when I had a lot of different play partners. I'm polyamorous, and so is my partner, my boyfriend. I don't really like saying the word boyfriend, partner. So that playlist had a lot of Lana Del Rey, The Weeknd, some songs that had, particular personal significance, and also some, silly, trashy, slutty pop songs. So I had a lot of different things. I would usually always listen to that playlist while I was, taking a shower, shaving my legs, doing all the other sort of girly primping things like that. 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Okay. So this is actually going to be like this is my definition of problematic fave. Okay, so it's Kilgrave from Jessica Jones. I know. I know I from a writing perspective and obviously from a moral perspective, the character is absolutely reprehensible. There's nothing redeeming about the character. But in the Netflix series, Tennant just makes Kilgrave so fucking sexy. Just everything from the mannerisms to the way he talks to the way he does things. I already have kind of a kink for mind control. So just having Kilgrave take that up to 11 and just having it be on my TV is and I feel so bad about it because I know that the character itself on a moral level is fucking terrible, but it's really hot and I feel really bad about it. 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? So, my partner, my boyfriend, definitely does. We've been together for a really long time, and there's still a way that he, looks at me or even grabs my hair and I instantly melt. Or even the way he like gets all growly and talks, like still like does things to me. I think I guess like another answer, because it seems kind of a, a cop out to say my significant other, even if it's true. I guess another answer would be, I've been turned on by more professors in my life than I care to admit. this was in college, and I was really incorrigible. It was just every year I felt like I had a different professor that I just had a huge crush on, and it wasn't even a silver fox thing. It could be a young professor, and I would still just want to fuck them so bad. It would be things such as they were really handsome, they were really witty and really funny, even that they were very passionate about the class, and it always, I always, the classes that I had a crush on, I always did very, very well in. I was a good student, but I always did very well in those classes. And there's definitely one class on my transcript that I took only because the professor that I thought was really hot was teaching it, and I did not really care about the subject. College, okay. 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Two answers. When I'm submitting, I definitely like being called, a good girl, slut, whore, like fuckhole. Any sort of dirty name like that will always get me over the edge if I'm close to orgasm. Like just sort of demeaning names like that always work for me. When I'm dominating, princess is usually the one that I go to the most that I would prefer to be called. This is very specific only to the my partner and I's dominant little dynamic. I haven't actually dominated many other men or any other men for that matter, to have a real preference for honorifics that I would want to be called. Mistress sounds really formal. So does like miss or ma'am. I'm not old enough for a ma'am, so don't ma'am me. Everything else, like even I've read like goddess or queen, just sounds like very extra. So I'm still searching for my preferred title for when I'm dominating. 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I think actually, I know it's one of the examples, but being really flexible. I'm not that flexible, and I feel like if I were more supple and more flexible, that it would add a lot of variety to the type of positions that I would be able to get into. And I have experienced this before. I've done like suspension bondage with experienced rope rigger, and I always felt as if I were more flexible, I would, quote, last longer in suspension bondage because you are often being put into positions that are not very comfortable, and you're being supported by, ropes and physics. So the more flexible you are, the longer you can kind of stay airborne. What surprises a lot of people is that with suspension bondage, a lot of the time is actually spent getting you ready to actually fly. And don't get me wrong, like I did spend a fair amount of time in the air, but I love rope, so just sort of even the ritual of doing suspension bondage always turns me on, even if I don't, stay in the air for hours and hours. So definitely being flexible would help in that way. 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Ooh, okay, so this is actually a funny story. So during college, I actually posted a lot to 4chan's FSA, Female Sexy Audio. I wasn't a named Chan. You'll know what I mean if you were on 4chan. I didn't have a huge following, but I definitely recorded a fair amount of scripts. Some of them were scripts, some of them were just me fapping, some of them were name request recordings, which I'm actually happy aren't in, are not in GWA, because those actually clog up a lot of posts an FSA Threads. And this is really personal. Okay, so for the last year or so, my usually high libido took a nosedive. And some reasons for that were I was really stressed. I was also on medication that killed my libido. And for the last couple of months, I've been looking for something to help me get back into a more kinky and sexual mind space. Porn doesn't work. Like, visual porn for me right now just sort of turns me off, something about it. Erotic literature actually has been helping, but the thing that actually has been helping the most has been listening to GWA. Not even scripts so much as even just listening to men moaning. definitely helps me feel more turned on and more sexual and comfortable. And definitely even browsing scripts or listening to recorded scripts helps me think about and maybe toy with the idea of different kinks that I may not have considered before. I guess my aim with GWA is to be able to use recording or use scripts as a way for me to become more imaginative again. Because, when you don't have sex for a while, everything feels awkward. And the first time I submitted again after not having sex for a really long time felt awkward as fuck. So, I'm trying to take some of the awkwardness away by allowing myself and my mind to experience these different kinks. And that's something I'm hoping to get into while I'm here. 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Okay, so this is actually really intense for a questionnaire. But none of you know me, so I guess I can just kind of be honest about it. My dirtiest fantasy would be a really brutal and vicious cuckolding scene with my boyfriend where I fuck another man in front of him and taunt him about it. And I've actually done this scene before, where I actually did tie him up and cuckold him and fuck another play partner in front of him. But it didn't get to the level that it does in my really dirty fantasies, which is I want it to be so mind fucky. I want it to be vicious. There's a lot of taunting, a lot of, her pussy feels so good from the guy that's fucking me, a lot of, telling my partner that, his cock just feels so much better and that this is satisfying me in ways that he couldn't. And just all of that different dynamic, just because in my everyday life, I'm not cruel, I'm not mean. I rarely unleash that side of myself, but to go there is definitely a dark place for me and definitely also dirty just because not really, socially acceptable. Even though in real life, my partner and I practice a very healthy polyamorous relationship and that we're very honest with each other. And, cuckolding, quote unquote, would definitely have to be a role play since, I wouldn't cheat on him or, truly, do that to him. I'm sure there are other dirty fantasies I have, but I guess we will get into that in other questionnaires so this doesn't end up being an hour-long questionnaire recording. 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Ooh, okay. This is actually hard, and only because I've done a lot. I've tried a lot of things. Like I mentioned, I've done suspension bondage, I've been to BDSM clubs, I've had sex in public, I've been whipped in public, I've done a lot of different types of scenes as a submissive. I think the kinkiest sex I've ever had that I can think of at the moment, I think would probably be the 3D threesome that I talked about earlier in 13. So my current partner and I, we'll switch occasionally. More often than not, I'm the submissive. But when we do switch, there's a lot of chastity play that we do. And like 2 years ago, there was, a point in time where we had switched. He was in chastity for about a week and a half. And then another one of my play partners, just to make things a little easier, we'll call my other play partner Eric, let's just say. So Eric called me and, said, "Hey, like, I haven't seen you in a while. What are you up to?" I think he also had like some cheeky message like, "I miss your ass," things like that. And I actually talked to my boyfriend and I mentioned the whole cuckolding fantasy I had, and I was shocked when he was really into it. I had no idea. So I talked to Eric, and Eric agreed to actually have a threesome with us. This is actually also my first threesome. So I rented a hotel room in the city that we live in. I didn't feel comfortable doing it in our home, and I also love hotel sex. And I forced my boyfriend to drive and actually pick up Eric from work and bring him to the room and to me. I wanted my boyfriend to feel submissive in doing that, and also like bringing and preparing the man that was gonna fuck me in front of him. So they get to the room. I'm already dressed in my, like outfit. I think I was wearing a schoolgirl outfit because I was in that dominant little mindset. And we stripped my boyfriend, and he had his cock cage on, and we tied him to a chair in the room and faced the bed. And at first, we blindfolded him, so the only thing that he could hear was me, being hit and being stripped, and Eric taunting my boyfriend about what he wanted to do to me and how good my pussy would feel and things like that. And then we eventually took the blindfold off and we forced him to watch, as, I got on the bed on all fours and Eric just comes in and just like slides into me and just starts fucking me in front of him. And like my boyfriend had been, him not having an orgasm for a week and a half is already a really long time for him. And I think even, that fact, and then also even just seeing me be like fucked and debauched in front of him, definitely like did things to all of us. Eric definitely liked being the alpha male in that scenario. And I think for a first time, like, we didn't take the emotional aspect of it too far, or the taunting aspect too far. But I could definitely see doing a much more intense scene along those lines later on. Eventually, we did end up untying my boyfriend, and the scene kind of broke down into a more traditional threesome that was more like egalitarian. So we got to do things like, I got to, suck my boyfriend's cock while being fucked from behind and things like that. So that definitely, in more recent memory, has been one of the kinkier scenes that I've done. I have other stories, but I guess that'll be for another sex questionnaire, which I'm sure there will be many other ones. Because this is actually really fun. And 15, what is your favorite part of your body and why? I will give two answers because one is kind of a cop out. The one I want, the first one that came in my head is kind of a cop out. So I'll give two. The first one is my hair. So I feel like everybody says hair. But I really do love having, like, I have long hair. It's typically black. Right now it's actually dyed a fantasy color. I won't say what color it is specifically for privacy, but in the past it's been blue, it's been green, it's been pink, it's been purple, it's been pink and purple. And I just love like having fantasy colored hair. I just think it's super fun, and I just like the attention it gets, and I think it suits me very well in terms of my personality and style and things like that. The second answer would be my legs and thighs. I've definitely had a lot of men tell me they love my legs and that they really like my thighs. And it's usually said in the context of, either grabbing at them or face sitting and things like that. And they're definitely very ample. And, definitely a part of my body that I do really like. And I think that's the end of the questionnaire. This was really fun, actually. And if you listened all the way to the end, thank you so much. This is Veiled Moon signing off.